I think the key word that comes to mind is being humble. I come from a sort of a family and cultural background that stresses academic rigor as well as discipline and hard work, right? Mm-hmm. So that my internal bias is going to be driven by that because that's what how I grew up. That's the family structure that I came up within. But you have to be humble. You have to recognize that there are multiple points of view, that there are the longer that I've been a parent, the longer that I've been married to a public school teacher, you realize that everybody wants something different from the educational system. And I think that the safest way to design a system is to try and create a system that allows for each student to achieve whatever it is that they or their parents or their family group want the best of for them, the best educational outcome. Mm-hmm. And to try and be perhaps less rigid in our adherence to certain things while, you know, like we want to have certain things be core, but we don't want to be so rigid that we don't allow people to succeed in the way that they want to succeed.
What do you think we should have core?
I think that Common Core is a start. I think that there's a reasonable set of educational outcomes that you're looking for grade level appropriateness, basic skill, functionality, and basic knowledge. But I think that how you achieve that can be done in different ways. And I think that one of the things that you have to do is lean into the teachers. The teachers understand after years of experience of what is sort of appropriate for a grade level to be working on. And I think that we have hired excellent teachers in CPS, and I think we need to defer in most cases to what they believe in their professional judgment is appropriate for those students to be working on at that age level.
So we'll get into working on different things at a given age level in a minute with academic diversity, yeah. But I'm not sure talking about, in this case, diversity around what the fundamental goals and purposes of the school system are.
Okay.
Which is to say, if I want my child to have a lot of recess, a lot of time for play, and you want your child to go out, get a 1600 on the SAT, and somebody else would like to make sure that no kid is too far ahead of another kid from, you know, that sort of stuff with relatively common outcomes, that poses a different type of friction. And a lot of those frictions are, if I want 3 hours of recess and you want 1 hour of recess, or if I believe in mixed age classrooms and you believe in uniform classrooms, those are frictions around the fundamental design of the school system.
That's a great point. I think that in that sense, you do have to have designed the system so that you understand that you're not going to make everybody happy in every way. And I think that there are certain state and federal guidelines in terms of academic time in classrooms that they have to meet. So that's sort of one bar. There's also standardized tests that are imposed on us from another set of levels. That is another bar. So I think that you flesh out the system based on the schedule and the curriculum that is mandated to you. And then I think that you have to try and address to the best of your abilities those groups and be transparent and honest that you're not going to get in the current day, you're not going to get 3 hours of recess. But we can try and achieve more movement and play in the day to address some of those needs. And for the families that want academic rigor, I think that you have to have academic rigor in the teaching process, but perhaps not drive them towards standardized testing so early and make it such a rigid component of the educational process. And for the groups that want hard work and discipline and you know any of these other sort of community or cultural goals, you have to be accessible. You have to talk to them about what they're seeing, what they want from the system, and then work within the system to adapt and adjust as you see fit.
So the way that this worked before the Novation Agenda is that schools had different personalities. My son goes to the Martin Luther King School, which had an alternative program, King Open, that was first part of the school and then splintered off, where progressive parents wanted one type of education And non-progressive parents wanted a, I can't say non-progressive, I don't know what the proper term there is, because it's,
right.
But different parents wanted a different type of school system there, and then the two schools eventually split. And for a long time, King Open followed the model of the Grambling Park School,
mm-hmm.
MLK followed a more traditional model, and then with Innovation and Agenda, they converged.
Yes.
But that sort of model, where different schools follow different models, obviously led to a lot of segregation by race as well, because a lot of these correlate with race, socioeconomic status, nationality.
Yes.
Now, instead, we have frictions in the school system, because if both of our kids go to the same school and we have different goals.
Yes. No, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe Morse was also founded by a parent group that was particularly motivated by, I want to say, STEM at the time. I'm not sure if that's historically accurate, but I think that that was one of the things that was lost during the innovation agenda. And I think that as a new school committee member, I think I have to be a realist. I don't think that we're going to go back to that time. I don't think that we're going to rip apart what we've just built and have that momentum to go back to a K through 8 system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I'm trying to work towards is a system where we have a true school system with some of these unique school identities,
mm-hmm.
without, and try and make some of these stepwise changes to allow more diversity and more opinions into the school system,
mm-hmm.
Without like derailing what we've done so far.